Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, I've come to give you some gospel truth. That's what I'm all about, the gospel. And you know what the gospel is? The gospel is all about Jesus Christ and what he has done for us in history and what he has accomplished on our behalf. And then, of course, the fruit of the gospel is how we enjoy all those benefits. And you know, the Apostle Paul, when he's teaching the churches how to live, he always brings people back to the gospel, back to Christ. And in the book of Philippians, he says, let this mind be in you. What's he trying to do? He's trying to get Christians, God's people, to behave properly. Have you noticed how God's people don't behave properly? Hey, I'm raising my hand. That's me. You know, I have to be taught by grace how to behave, and so do you. So don't look at me in that tone of voice. And the whole idea of this great passage in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 and following, is that we should have the same mind that Christ Jesus demonstrated when he came to earth. And we've been looking at that for this last few days, and we'll continue to do so next week. But I'm going to tell you this, when we look at Jesus Christ, we see a guy who is motivated. Here he came, God Almighty, left his throne in heaven and came to this earth. And as a human being, he was motivated. Well, what do you suppose motivated Jesus Christ? Well, first of all, it was a reverence which motivated him, because he always desired to please his Father. That's what he was about. He wanted to bring glory to his Father and please his Father. And if you want to know something of the mind of Christ, then I challenge you to read the Gospel of John and see the relationship Jesus had with the Father. Listen to him as he speaks in John chapter 8 and verse 29. He says, the Father has not left me alone, for I do always the things that please him. And then in John 5:44, he speaks to us all saying, how can you believe when you seek honor one of another, and seek not the honor which comes from God only? Now, is that the honor that you're seeking in your life? Or are you just trying to please everybody? Are you trying to get everybody to think you're the great guy, the great girl? Let me tell you this, if you, listen to me, if you are more interested in the applause of men than in the applause of heaven, you do not yet know what it is to have the mind of Christ. Oh, you may be a good churchman, a good churchwoman, but you don't have the mind of Christ. Listen, all of us need to be more concerned about pleasing God than about pleasing man. You know something? We're saved by grace and we're kept by grace, but the grace which saves us teaches us how to live a life which pleases God. What about you, my dear friend? Jesus Christ has died upon the cross for sinners. Have you come to him with simple faith and accepted that sacrifice for your own? If you'll do that, he'll save you. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Black Rock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht.